This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 30, 2018. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, the Essex County Sheriff's Department purchased new protective gear for corrections officers and increased training after an officer was administered Narcan for a possible accidental overdose at the Middleton Jail. Sheriff Kevin Coppinger said the corrections officer was not seriously injured in the incident in November, and the material he came in contact with is still being tested to determine what it was. But law enforcement and first responders are becoming increasingly concerned about exposure to fentanyl, a powerful synthetic opioid that can cause harmful effects through inhalation or skin contact. The concern extends to inside the jail due to what officials say has been an increased amount of smuggling of drugs and other materials by people visiting inmates. The jail is prohibiting visits to inmates for most of this week while a complete search of the facility is conducted. After the incident in November, the Essex County Correctional Officers Association's executive board wrote a letter to Coppinger demanding new safety procedures, saying the officer suffered an accidental exposure overdose and could have died if he had not been given Narcan, which reverses opiate overdoses. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Paul Layton. It appears the expansion of a Northeastern University Science Center in the Hunt may be on hold. Bill Newell reports.
That's right, Rick. Scientists on the tip of the town in Nahant need more seawater for their experiments. But how to draw the water and then safely return it to the ocean is the question. Bridget Turcott from the Daily Item of Lynn writes on today's front page, the Northeastern University Marine Science Center withdrew its proposal to dramatically increase seawater intake for research on Monday after it was met with strong opposition from residents and fishermen. Quote, I've spent my entire life working on protecting the environment. The last thing that I want to do is come across as someone who wants to harm it. That is Jeff Trussell, the director of the Marine Science Center. After some discussions, we have elected to withdraw our ENF, Environmental Notification Form, for the project so that we can go back to the drawing board and be in a better position to address any concerns. The proposed addition would have led to an almost five-fold increase in the amount of water collected. The existing system isn't enough to support the center's experiments, according to Trussell. Neighbors objected to the plan, saying the system would dump warmer water into the ocean and that the new intakes would suck up fish eggs and other organisms. Some were concerned that the new building would house students, though that has not been yet a part of the proposal. Beth Cassoni, the executive director of the Massachusetts Lobstermen Association Incorporated, sent a letter of concerns on behalf of 1,800 members who oppose any introduction of warm water into the Gulf of Maine ecosystem, which the university proposed as part of the plan to conserve energy. Justin Mahoney, a second-generation commercial fisherman who has fished for lobster around Nahant for more than 30 years, said the existing system has already had an impact. The intake site is proposed to be next to Shag Rocks, which is the home of a large egg-bearing lobsters and is a top destination for striped bass, flounder, and mackerel, he said. Mahoney said that he is opposed to the expansion and believes that the current system should be monitored more closely. Representatives from the university will attend a Board of Selectmen meeting on February 15th at 7:30 p.m. More on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, the city of Peabody has seen 21 car break-ins on its west side since January 1, according to police, 16 of which took place in just the last 2 weeks. The break-ins mostly occurred between Lake Street and Route 1 on Hammerick, Forenza, and Carrell Roads. According to police, there were 8 break-ins on the morning of January 20 alone. The spate led police to post on Facebook last week urging residents to lock their cars and remove valuable items from sight. Most of the robberies occurred in unlocked vehicles. Police Chief Tom Griffin is quoted as saying, there has been an uptick in the last few weeks, in particular in West Peabody. Police say the number of break-in reports dropped after a Peabody woman was arrested Thursday on unrelated charges. Deputy Chief Marty Cohan said, we developed a suspect who we have since arrested for a non-related crime, and miraculously it stopped. Police made the connection after a car found at a Route 1 hotel matched the description of one believed to be involved in the break-ins. The car, which had been stolen from a family member, contained items that police believe match up with items reported stolen. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Mary Marcos. Gayla Cowley writes on itemlive.com, Lynn residents are invited to learn more about the $23 million future medical village planned for the Union Hospital campus at an upcoming North Shore Medical Center community forum. The forum will be Tuesday, February 6 from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall at 177 Linfield Street. The Department of Public Health approved a $180 million expansion of North Shore Medical Center in 2016 that will close Union and move the beds to a new Salem campus in 2019. The medical facilities in Lynn and Salem are part of Partners Healthcare. The 37,000-square-foot, $23 million facility, or medical village, will offer urgent care, basic lab and radiology services, outpatient psychiatry services, and an expanded home for the North Shore Physicians Group, Lynn Primary and Specialty Care Practice, currently located in the West Medical Building on the Union Campus, according to Laura Fleming, a spokeswoman for North Shore Medical Center. Fleming said plans are to open the medical village in the fall of 2019, at the same time construction is completed and acute care services are consolidated in Salem. More in this story written by Gayla Colley in today's Item Live. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.